session number 16585, Karen Churchill, Reel 7.
Karen Churchill, Reel 7, and this is very much a postscript, isn't it, of
yes.
what's gone before,
yes.
but
yes.
interesting. You're going to tell me about some rather unusual
coincidences. Yes. I came on night duty one evening into the Rivermead Hospital, which is a rehabilitation hospital for brainstem damaged patients or road traffic accidents. And there was one man, an elderly man, sitting over a diary or a diary, and looking over his shoulder, I could see 13th, 14th of February. I said, oh, 1945. I know that. And I got to talk to him. And he happened to be a navigator in one of the aeroplanes that was bombing Dresden. So we were able to sort of exchange memories, him above and me below. And gradually, he began to remember more and more incidents, and in the end, he gave me his magnifying extension to his torch. Was a please take this, please take that to remember me by this man. And another incident.
Could I just ask you? You were the victim, really, weren't you?
In the end, he was
someone who had bombed you. But how did you feel about that?
I didn't feel like this. It was something as a nurse in that hospital, where of course these people who lose their memory through accidents or through strokes, we gradually try to piece them together again and help them. And no way. It didn't occur to me to see a kind of victim situation. Yeah, there was this patient, and I found a point of reference on which both could meet, and which would be beneficial to his progress in his healing process. And it bypassed any feeling of getting hot under the collar also at all. So it never occurred to me. So it just happened to be a coincidence. And also another person we met, which is completely different. This man is actually a down and out, a vagrant, which used to sleep under the hedges in North Oxford, who then became ill, and who then was taken into the Simon Hostel for vagrants. But this man never was mixing with those people. He always stood outside the hostel, and everybody who passed by had a good word for him and spoke to him, and he spoke. And it transpired that he happened to be also a bomber pilot on Dresden. Very strange indeed. And yet, these people come one's way somehow. There's a purpose in it, that you cross the path of people you wouldn't think of otherwise.
And did you say your son was involved with this man? He formed a relationship.
Yes. My son had to go to his tutorials and pass by this Simon Hostel, where this Michael always was standing outside. And they became rather friendly and talked about all sorts of things. And then this Michael might have given some money to my son to run errands for him, like buying a little carton of milk or buying a bag of sweets or something like that. So they became quite friendly. then. I also used to sing in the voluntary, at the Christchurch Cathedral voluntary choir of Oxford, and we were singing the services, and one memorial service came up for the RAF and also for Bomar Harris, and I was singing in that as well. And again, we were thinking about how should I feel about it, but again, it didn't occur to me any way of making much of it, quite frankly. Of when we met Lady Thatcher, we were talking about this, about the Dresden bombardment, about the dreadful event that happened. And she was deeply moved and affected by all what she heard. And she, when the memorials, when the statue was unveiled, she was there. And she felt that he, in spite of the controversy, should be honored, because it was long overdue, because he was inspiring his men to do the most decisive actions in the air war. And as I said before, as the balance of fortunes in this dreadful war was on the breadth of a hair, they had to do everything possible to break the fighting spirit or the fighting force. And it was also the German people, in their indomitable spirit, unfortunately, used in the wrong concept.
These are all sort of acts of reconciliation, really, aren't they? What
probably
you've been describing.
Probably.
Is that important, do you think?
Oh, I feel it is very important. I feel that all these incidents that happen, which are very painful events and incidents and happenings, but I always felt one needs to look facts straight in the eye and not flinch. And that is why I feel sad and quite sad when, for some inexplicable reason, people from Germany try to not face or speak out what they know, and the mystical figure of arriving at 35,000 dead, which is a kind of tit for tat massaging down to so-called acceptable levels, is doing more harm than good. And I know, from what I remember, it always has been in the region of about 600,000, which is seeing the photos of this. I remember the, as far as I could see, bodies, and only a few people standing up. That is more like the true figure. And one must not forget this, and one must not put it under the carpet, or so to speak. But unfortunately, it is one of the unpalatable truths which happen in every incident of war.
Thank you very much indeed. Corinne for that postscript. Thank you.
Oh, dear.